Well, actually, at this whole time, what? I know.
We're doing a dance, right?
What really came to my mind is just a tremendous wave of gratitude for our life together, and gratitude for a number of events and a number of ministries that have made this possible. Mary and I met in Los Angeles at Los Angeles City College, and three churches there, a Methodist, a Lutheran, and a Presbyterian church, had gone together to fund and to support the Interchurch Fellowship. And I was going to Los Angeles City College, and so I just dropped in there a few times, and I really liked what I heard, and there were a number of meetings, and I met a wonderful person but I didn't know that anything was going to happen. You know, I was involved in helping to. I had a car, so I was helping students get home and so forth, and Mary was one of my partners. And after I left Los Angeles City College and went to Cal Poly Pomona, and she went to UCLA, there was a very gifted person who had who was the Westminster Fellowship, Cecil Hoffman, that talked to me and asked if I would take a position on the Westminster Council. And he says, there's this young lady in at UCLA that you might want to ask to help. And, well, anyway, to make a long story short, I called her up and I said, would you like to serve on this position? And then she said, you said you had another question too. I said, well, yeah. Would you like to go to a concert? Arthur Rubinstein is playing the Rachmaninoff second. Right? She said, yes, and then went right from there. But and then throughout our life there and up here, God has been there in a very special way and has specially blessed our relationship together, and I guess it's just sort of a sense of thanksgiving that really pervades our relationship together.
I have to have notes, otherwise I'll talk too much. when Beth asked us that question, it really got me thinking, and how I responded was that we've always found meaning and purpose in working together in social justice issues, starting before we were married, because when all this happened, we went back to Stevens College on the bus. We were just engaged and all of that. It started very early, and this common interest has been very important to us for our family and for both of us and for our family throughout the years. We were in various and sundry churches. I won't go into detail. Wayne didn't talk. We were Duke's Church up at St. Matthew's Church up in El Sobrante. And he actually baptized the girls before he moved to this church. And then we were in a house church with Bill Smith, and he saw his responsibility as monitoring what the Board of Supervisors was doing and then sending out a newsletter. So we were in several organizations and churches such as that. And then we were, in the early 70s, we became members of, for over 25 years, we were involved with Creative Initiative and Beyond War, which were human potential movements with a religious base, working in many areas to make a difference in the world. And it was natural to join MPC again when that sort of began to move into other areas, began to fold, actually, because they thought war was over. when our granddaughter Leslie wanted to be married here by Duke, well, we were delighted that she wanted to be married in a church to get a, you know, and since it was a connection with me, he baptized her and so forth. So then Beth, both girls by that time were married. Lori had been married in 1985. So they were out on their own, and we were on our own. So all of these groups along the way supported our family life by providing wonderful growth experiences and for the girls and guidance in our child rearing, as well as providing avenues for all of us to work to make the world a better place. And I think it was important that we were able to get out of ourselves and come to know that there was a power for good at work in the world, greater than ourselves, and to contribute to that greater good. It gave the whole family hope that things would be better. So we have many other common interests. I often say how grateful I am that Wayne and I have the same taste in music. Our pastimes, in addition to playing the piano and singing and going to concerts and being in nature and traveling and doing interesting things with our kids and grandkids, and as well as that, many meaningful activities here as our church, at our church. So I would have to close with saying our marriage has been a huge learning and growing experience for me, like a laboratory where we tested out things. For example, very early on, Wayne asked me not to threaten divorce unless I really meant it.
Smart.
Yeah. Lori and Leslie were in their early elementary school years at that time. I had learned from my poor mom to react with this threat if I felt I couldn't cope. She and my dad were in a terrible predicament, which I didn't understand at that time. I decided around 10, I was 10 years old, that if mother left, I would stay and cook for my dad. So interestingly, they stayed together. They did their best. So then in Creative Initiative, we went to a summer seminar and renewed our marriage vows. When we told the girls about it, and that we had made the commitment never to split up, they were very happy and relieved. I've never forgotten that. So through the years, I taught school for a couple of years before the children arrived. And then when they were in high school and college, I tutored in a private reading clinic for 7 years. And all around this work, I was doing a lot of volunteer work. And then since my cancer experience, I've been teaching yoga now for over 14 years at the Cancer Support Community and a studio in Danville now. And as I look back on it, for me, it was important for me to have my own work, though it was only part-time. These were all opportunities for me to find meaning and joy in my life. I've come to accept that Wayne and I have very different personalities. And as our daughter Leslie has said recently, we complement each other. He has a playful urge to tease, and puns just roll off his tongue, all of which lightens me up. I've learned how to see things. I've learned to ask how he sees things. That's important. How he sees things. Now I'll get it. How he sees things and to listen. Wayne is a very caring and wise person. He lovingly and calmly walked through my cancer experience with me. Now we talk and talk and talk. And though sometimes it's a heated conversation, we resolve things in the end. Lately, with all that we've been going through, we frequently say how wonderful it is not to be alone, to be going through whatever it is together. Now that we see that we really need each other, our love is getting deeper and deeper. We are very grateful, and we pray that we may be able to continue together as long as it's possible with the love and support of our God, our family, and our friends.